Hi there, and welcome to day 17 in the series. Now, yesterday we spoke about the 10 emotional needs that we all have, one of which is respect. Today, we're going to unpack this need for respect a bit more. Now, feeling valued and respected are both fundamental to creating a mutually satisfying relationship. Yet it is so easy to take each other for granted and slip into behaviors that undermine each other and the relationship. Now, there are 7 key influences on the level of respect in a relationship, and we need to pay each of them special attention to ensure the relationship is healthy. Conveniently, these can be summarized using RESPECT as an acronym, you know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Before we do that, though, it's important to note that often there are deep-seated assumptions and stereotypes underlying each of these areas. Creating relationships of mutual respect means challenging these underlying assumptions and choosing to play each other's strengths and being there for each other through the different seasons of life. Changing behaviors requires investing the time to understand different perspectives, gain new insight, do honest reflection, accept loving challenge, and develop new approaches. Now, we can't do this justice in a short session like this, but we can share some food for thought. For example, R stands for roles and responsibilities. Assumptions over who does what can be a real source of frustration, of resentment and disrespect in a relationship. Whose career should come first? Who should do the housework? Who should take the lead on children? These are some of the R's, remember, roles and responsibilities that you need to have a conversation around. Indeed, similar conversations need to be had around empowerment versus control. Empowerment, that's the E. Support and safety, that's the S. Partnership and power balance, that's the P. Empathy is the E. Courageous commitment is the C. And T stands for trust. And that's the acronym RESPECT, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Now, if you'd like more on these, we go through them in detail in our online course, Habit Number 3. But being able to discuss our assumptions around giving and receiving respect in each of these areas will help to create a foundation of mutual trust and respect in the relationship. It doesn't happen automatically, and it often involves some tough conversations, but it is absolutely necessary work that rewards you when it's done. And indeed, it strains the relationship when it's postponed. So, meanwhile, here's something to think about. How would you rate the health of your relationship against each of the categories above? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Now, if you sense you can improve in one or more of them, don't panic, because at the end of this section, we're going to be making some recommendations of resources that can help you improve each of them. But meanwhile, take some time to think, how would you rate the health of your relationship against each of those categories? Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at how to have a courageous conversation when something you value and hold dear is in strong opposition to your partner's expectations. Can't afford to miss that email, so look out for it tomorrow. See you then.